inshallah. Allah says, upon the Prophet, we are going to learn about the elements of human being, the character of socially, and they are healthy. And in this we learn those who are either, or either in their act, or in their mind and soul, in their mind, or in their speech, what will happen to them on the day that is happening this world, on the day of consolation. Then, what will happen on the day of intervention and the day of God to also be delivered in 1 year of Allah? Allah says, what kind of is there will be in the Quran? And those expect us not in making the world. That those who expect that the believer, they are not preparing for making Allah. The believer is part of the world. We will be able to do it. والذين خافوا والمصابة والصادقون أو الصادقين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In all the religions of the world will be heavenly leaders. And any religion, or Jews, or demons, or devils. If Allah has made this video, that believe in Allah and believe that the day of glory, but it's the day of Allah. Who will be the living Allah? And now we have all the wonderful things that come to the grace of this foundation. And therefore, on the day of Allah and Allah or Musa, the prophet is later on the Quran. The first thing Allah established on Musa is believe in Allah and the day of the Quran. He says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّهَا إِلَّا أَنَا فَأَعِذْنِي وَأَكِنْ سَلَاةَ بِذِكْرِ إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةُ لَا يَنْفِيهَا. So, this is Allah. And there is no other deity without what is of you. What should be an establishment? Very good. The hour is coming. It's something to establish. It will come, it will definitely come. So that's why the leader believe all our activities is that one day will be done. And that's why I said, when I'm coming here, we will call a rabbi from the other side, and we will call a rabbi from the other side of the other. This is what I mean. Don't ever believe in Allah, this is serious. That you ever believe in this, then one day you will be done, you have to believe in that. In this moment, the number you mean your deeds, you are really meaning to. That one day you will meet you, and there's one time you will meet you. For example, that which you do a righteousness, or the righteousness is a deed that can be done by the Lord of the Lord. So when you are on the seven, when you are on the seven, and you should not associate any one of the So this is not just a generation, but yes, people forget that they are dead. If all this is not in the good of it, then if somebody is dying, he will say, why is it falling around the world? And he says this. Now I want to say that I'm going to go to the world. I'm going to say that I'm going to go to the world. But I'm going to go to the world. when the light has been the double again, that oxygen is now struggling with light. And the world is lost. Those who are no longer human becomes, no longer human becomes. Allah says the man according to the Bible. At that point, we are nearer to the community. But we are not here. This body is no longer, even if you don't have a man, you need to know that. You don't know that it's in another world. That's why I say, this is true that people say that we don't have power over you. If you are not one that you are in, there is no reason. But the castle will not go beyond the whole hell because of the dark one. But the good person who has a good faith is not a good faith to become out of him, and all the people will call family from this place of Allah, and he will pass through the right hand of Adam and Israel, and Allah will be happy. That is the righteous son, the child that no one will count. If the castle will not be sad, that is the past time. No. So, that's why I have the doubt that the doubt is not a reason with us. That is the castle. That is this one that I have to do. That is different than the people of Canada. He knows that he's honored by Jesus. The castle person. He's about to hear himself of the castle. He said, don't do a castle. He will say, when you are in the world, you will be a human.
Because I want you to write
يا آدم أنجبه. أول شيء والأقوى من الله تبارك وتعالى أنجبه. جل 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 And you will be the first person to reject that what you believe. And other man says, why don't you believe? He says, I'm a kind of you. But why do you not believe the God of Jesus is for you? How do you believe? So, that is the one in the key that he says, I'm a kind of you. He says, you know that he is the king of God. So, the devil always thinks that they are better than the one Allah Krishna before. That we are evil and mean, you are not that, you are born and not that, you know how it is, but it is one. Then, as the devil goes on to you,
our Lord of
my Lord, our life we must be our Lord. He's given our album from stage one to another higher stage. They reject a human being like Allah Krishna. And it's not stable that they will take Allah himself. But if you do not believe, you have to believe that you don't. Because you don't believe that, this is the Allah, this is the Allah. Because the unit of Allah, the people 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 of Allah, all people are not going to be today. Nobody can read the Bible. Because the Bible in Revelation is that the use of my life, but the use of my life is not. So, I, because of that, I mean, there's nothing to do with that. It's not that. It's not that. So, there are nothing. What can we do with our Allah says, indeed, they think too highly of themselves. Allah says, indeed, these people that go to the people, they too highly of themselves. They see that from their life. They see that they want to be Allah. A man is on a kid, a man is on a son, a boy on a son, a man that is not in the room, says that it means one of the legal creation of Allah. It must be given of Allah. One is weak in ability of man. If any other man or other human being is not a child, apart from the power of Allah, is that a warning? That is a question for the Holy Spirit. For this is a very essential man that is not a human being. For 3 years ago, you never had a thought. You don't have to be placed among the animals. They are... They are all the animals. They are all the animals. So that's what happens to the animals. They are all the animals. They are all the animals. It's not just the animals. They are all the animals. You need to find out the animals. Who is the animals? That's what I'm you? Because the Lord is favor, is mercy, beautiful, is better, very far from the weakness of the person. Allah said that the Muslim is weak, the man is not weak. And we know that we are very weak. We are the pain that this woman is weak, is weak right now. And that is the limit that my weak Allah wants. No, I don't think I'm weak. Everything is for family, yes, they can't allow it. They have a priest, they have a priest. Who are any of them that are really walking away? And they walked it. So, that is why Allah is going to be able to have an atom of pride if you walk in the context. Because it's a habit of a Catholic, then a habit of the Jews. They feel that they are important. Now the Jews tell you that نحن شعب الله المختار. We are the chosen nations of Allah. So we can do anything. This is proud. This is pride. Allah says,
وعتوا عتوا كبيرا.
And I'm confident with great pride. The people, they are confident with great pride. They have great pride. So anybody that has this type of pride, then it's a card. You see that, why can't you are saying Allah, Allah, show us Allah. In Surah to in fact, we saw that other similar sentences or other similar language corroborating this one. That's the one in the example I want you to see. You see similar statements here made by the Jews.
فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك.
The Prophet of Allah is talking and you are saying with you. Then the Lord, the Prophet of Allah now say, the same thing that something better than which I want to remember.
فَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً.
Then they ask you to bring them book. That they say, they ask you that you should tell Allah to give them book. They ask the Musa that Musa, Shabi say, Allah tell you, show up Allah, particularly. And now say, did these people live to each other? Did they inherit it? They will be saying different, the same thing in different environments, they are different society, they are different. And they say, why are they copying each other? No! But they are using it to the same Shaitan. So they ask the messenger of Allah that, why can't you do that? In front of Allah, that somebody said, what do you think I am? Who are you to do this? The Prophet said, Allah is giving himself with life. And he said, are you giving your brain himself? Whatever Allah sets his eyes on will be destroyed. And if Allah obeys himself, Allah is seeing everything, which is why everything will be destroyed. So for Allah to conceal himself, to obey himself of all, he said, not that we don't appreciate. So if the message, then in my in fact, in that case, that I think was 150 something, that was an arm. They make similar things like you.
لولا ولو أننا نزلنا إليه.
I said, that's not in the anam. I'm sure not to think of the anam.
Okay, one more.
That's the anam.
That's the one.
What is written here? Ibn Kathir. Well, I'm still coming to the book. I haven't come to the book yet. But we can read that one.
ولو أننا نزلنا إليهم الملائكة فسلموا للموتى وأحشينا عليهم كل شيء قبلا ما كانوا يؤمنوا إلا أن يشاء الله ولكن أكثرهم يجهلون.
نعم. Before that, read this verse for me, that 158 of Surah 2.
هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة.
So, in response to this verse, Allah says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِالْإِذْنِ لَهُ فَوْ أَنِيْتِي وَلَا The angel should come to death.
أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ
أَوْ your mother should come to death. Are they waiting for Allah to come to death?
أَوْ
يَأْتِيَ Are they waiting for an angel to come to death? Please give them the answer for.
أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبُّكَ
أَوْ the number of his time of your mother should come to death.
يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْدُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ
Allah said, this is what you know before. He said that it will happen.
لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا
Any soul لم
تكن آمنت
It's not like when they say press off and you're writing something like that, they penalize you for writing. Well, the time you write after the time is up. So, then, the day that the sun will rise from the west, anybody that believes on that day, they believe will not benefit the person. So, but before this, the door of Tuba is still here.
And certain amenet means suddenly.
Unless you believe before then.
I will catch another seat.
And you see the right of peace. Because
in interview, in no interview.
So these are some of the verses that we that are complementing this one. And this day of meeting the angels are 2 days. Or the day of meeting the Lord, as we said earlier, either at the point of death or the day of death or the day of resurrection. Then and Allah gives us information about the two. In chapter 16, that is something Nakali. Verse 38 to 39. Allah gave us when the captain, these type of people that want to see the angel before they believe in Allah. When this request is fulfilled, what will happen to them? Verse 38 to 39 of chapter 16. Those who fly, the angels take right, they are doing wrong to themselves. And they commit crimes, they do shirk, they do all illegal things that Allah, those that are in that state, or they are the people of those activities. And the angels take their life in such activities. They will make false submissions. They will make false submissions to the angels. They will not say,
ما كنا نعمل من سوء.
ما كنا نعمل من سوء. We used not to do any evil. They said the angel, but we used not to do any evil. The angel will say,
بلى إن الله عليم بما كنتم.
بلى. Yes, really, very, yeah, clearly. بلى. He don't used to do any evil. بلى. But إن الله
عليم بما كنتم تعملون.
Allah is all aware of what you used to do. Whether it's good or bad, Allah will decide. There is nothing that you will need. You need Allah.
فَالْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا.
Then, on the God's judgment, the judges enter the gate of hell and they abide there therein. Allah say, and indeed, what an evil abode will be for the wrong arrogance. Allah called them Mustakabirin. Mustakabirin, that they are the arrogant ones. Those who think that until they see Allah or they see the angels before they believe in the statement of the prophet of the word the prophet has said, what the messenger of Allah has said, whoever has the observed until I see them, I will not fool, I will believe in them. It's an arrogance. And in Surah Al-Zumari, verse 71 to 72, there's another similar statement on the day. The angel appears to the captive. What will be the fate of the captive? Or whoever wants to see an angel before he believes?
He said,
I have the promise of the king. And those who disbelieve, and the ruler, tell the woman.
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ أَمَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا.
He said, those who disbelieve in Allah will be driving to hellfire in groups. They will be in groups لماذا تستجيب هكذا
حتى إذا جاءوها
أو كل مدرس بجيب باعوا
فتحت أبوابها
بالنبي بأخر كبير
وقال
That is, did not the angel, a messenger come to you from yourself? Because Allah has two types of messengers. The messengers are not the angels that bring message to the prophet. That messenger is not of our kind. So it's only the messengers among us that Allah is pleased to receive it. But we will not ask that this is not the messenger came to you, that messenger are not yourself. A human being like you. Don't you see any of the stuff that for you?
يَسْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ
They are sending to you the blessing of your Lord.
وَيُنْزِلُونَكُمْ لِقَاهَ يَوْمِكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. قيل ادخلوا ابواب جهنم خالدين فيها
وبئس
مثوى المتكبرين
Chapter 3, verse 93, there's a similar statement that these people that are arrogant, they deny the message of Allah and the message of the messenger, as point of death, what will be their case? Allah said, if you believe in Allah, you believe in Allah for your own self. If that doesn't mean that you have because of the presence, because of the land it comes. It's Allah says,
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ مِمَّنْ اِفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا
And who will be more unjust than you who invent a lie against Allah?
أَوْ قَالَ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ
Or say, a revelation has come to me.
وَلَمْ يُوحَ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ
And whereas no revelation has come to me in anything.
وَمَنْ قَالَ فَأُنْزِلُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْزَلَ
اللَّهِ What he said, I will reveal the light of what Allah has revealed. This is the sign of Christ. The Prophet complained to be a prophet. Why is not a prophet? A fool. I agree that. So if you think you can, you are smart. I'm smarter than you. I myself am a prophet now. There are people like that. Mithlat al-Kazab, al-Aqwad al-Ansa, and others who claim prophecy that they will be exactly like a king. Allah. It's part of pride. Allah says,
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَةِ الْمَوْتِ
Allah says, Allah says, and if you could but see when the zalim, these type of people, are in agony of death, well, if you see what happened to them at the point of death,
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ
Why the angels are stretching forth their hands, saying,
أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ
Deliver your soul. Deliver your soul to us today.
This day we shall be
compared to the torment of the
great
because of what you need to utter against Allah other than the truth and you
need
to reject his ayah, his sign with the presence. Arrogant, you still arrogant. That was the Prophet of Islam when he made his obstacle that whoever has an upon weight of pride in his mind will not enter paradise. The Sahaba said, oh, what is that for? Is it pride for us to wear a beautiful clothes, put on a good shoes? He said, no. إن الله جميل تجيب الجمال. هذا beautiful and you love beauty. Allah has to say to people, this looks beautiful. Then what is the price? He said the price is so what can be hacked. So we get the truth of them to die and to ridicule people. That they reject the truth. These are the definition of pride. If somebody is out there, if somebody is not going to reject anything of truth, and what is the truth? I'll have to mean what big. Anything that comes from Allah is truth. Three is living there. And anything that comes from living there are truth. Whoever rejects it. And that is the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth of Shaitan. Because when Allah commanded, that is truth. But that is the commandment of Allah. Any command of Allah is truth. Whatever Allah says you do, that is true. That is what is supposed to be. Then he refused Abba that you gave the truth. And Allah for you to do. Why do you refuse for this? He said, Anna Khairul Nibu. Don't you know? You need to cook. You need to cook. You and anytime you think that you are better than somebody, you stop any clear corporate that you are better than him. That is fine. Muslim is better than the car, they are better than another. Then, Muslims, they are better than each other. They are better than others. But I cannot say I am better than you. Because they are Muslim and they are Muslim. It's only about that those who are better than Muslim between you and you. But I must say, listen, I must say, come coming and coming. عشان يكون خيرا منكم. فمن نساء من نساء عشان يكون خيرا منكم. ألا يا الذين آمنوا لا يبخل قوم من قوم. Don't make jokes of somebody. عسى ترى ذات يأتي أن يقول لي بالكلام. That particular day is even possible that you're better than the enemy. Then, but you won't have been better than you. عسى يقول because God is the grace. How many people that are better than God, that are better than him? So how do you want to hear that somebody that says that you are my teacher, you are better than me? Don't think that you are better than him. Because your master can be your student. Somebody who is better than you, you might be fortunate to teach him. It's Allah for God to give you a respect. There is no doubt that Musa is better than Khidr. Because Musa is even ugly. He is not. But Allah says, Musa God Allah from Hebrew. And thinking that Musa living in the city of Musa is from Musa, is from everything that Musa is better than Hebrew. Because before then, he didn't say, I have another thing that Allah taught me, you don't know. And he has another that Allah taught me, I don't know. Now he is thinking Musa is one Allah taught him. Musa has learned him. And he didn't, Musa didn't teach him his own. Musa is better. Except he that died before him. But the way that this guy had a figure of it. So that's why the leader said, Allah came with you. And he said something out of my mind, I am. Because it's only Allah that can say this is better than this. This is better than this. That's why the prophet said, Allah said this is one of the other than the prophet. So we should be very careful of this time. Rejecting the truth first. When Allah says anything, you don't even do it, you cannot do it. You may not have the ability to do it, but you have to do that. But in all the Quran, information are two types. Al-Khabar and Misha. Al-Khabar, that is information, narration. All you need is that God believes. Whether you comprehend it, or you didn't comprehend it, when you say Allah and His Messenger say so thing, don't believe. Kulu at-Semina. And when then the second one is do and don't. Do and don't, then something you have to believe them, then implement them. I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And I know that the people that are doing me, they are the one on the right side. Why can't you do this? And then you now receive soda for not doing it. Then, before the time is over, there is about chapter 83, verse 5, before then, chapter 3, verse 27, verse 27, verse 27, there is Surah Al-Mutafikin, verse 17, verse 40 to 17. Maybe we end it there. Allah will not give to them. They had a great time, a painful time. That is, these are the people that are they see Allah. Because, so Allah is telling them that this is what they see him on that day. Some of them, these are the people that on that day, they don't have a passion in paradise. They have no passion for anything. And Allah is a living of Allah. Allah will not speak to them. Allah is a living of Allah. Allah will not look at them. Allah is a thief. Allah will not provide them. And people that will provide you, they are doomed. That's not the matter. People that will provide you are doomed. Because that's why the Muslims that went to the hell, that go to the hellfire before coming to Jannah, they are there for purification. They are not there for punishment. And the punishment is used as a means of kafara, purifying them from their evil, so that they will be compelled to enter them. Then, in fact, in Surah Al-Mutafikin, Allah says, "Then Rana, Allah will be in them. In Rahum, the Rain, and the Rabbi, the Mahajibin." Allah says, yes, that their heart is the Rana, which they need to earn. That is something that has covered better sin. Have covered their heart. That all their heart is black. And on that
day,
even though we be banned from seeing their Lord. And that's one of the greatest conditions. Because one of the greatest rewards for people of paradise is seeing Allah. When you see Allah in paradise, you know that oh no, subhanAllah. That's the greatest joy and that's the greatest level of people of paradise. And the greatest punishment of people of hellfire is that Allah will be, they will bring them from sin. They will not be allowed that. And Allah says, as they know, they will indeed enter the burning flame of hell.
Then it will be
said to them, this is what you used to be. So inshallah, our story is here. Stop here. So that we should know that we should be prepared so that on the day we meet Allah, we will meet Allah and the mercy of Allah. So that we should know that the Muslim always believes that there's a day he's going to meet Allah. And he doesn't know when it can be now. So it's only Allah that knows the appointed time. There's nothing that is indicated for this. It can come at any time. You can be walking on the street and it will come. You can lie down in your home and it will come. You can be writing it down and it will come. It has come to people like that before us. And it's still coming to people. Some people will stay in the hospital for many years. People will not hope. Allah says, no, it's not yet time to meet me. Go back to your house. There are people who think that they are healthy. They are even playing with God. There are people are watching. Allah says, my friend, the time is over. So you have to be, that's why a Muslim prepare all the time. That is the life of a believer. I would say, oh my kind of religion. It's the body. But it is very good. He has been expecting now. Till he is eventually come. I know that it will come, inshallah. May Allah make the day a happy day for all of us. Inshallah, be safe with you. Sorry for all.
مجاهد ده هو ده طب ما في مجاهد
عن سعد بن ابي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال رد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على عثمان بن مسعود التبتل ولو اذن له لاقتصينا. From Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas رضي الله عنه استاج رد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على عثمان بن مذعون التبتل. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم rejected the suggestion of doing tabattul by Uthman ibn Mad'un رضي الله عنه. ولو أذن له وذي فوق صلى الله عليه وسلم to allow him to do tabattul لاختصينا, would have done something with which we kill the sexual urge in us, maybe by having our testes removed or somehow. Why did the author bring this hadith here? The author brings the hadith in order to establish that it is part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get married. And the fact that somebody is poor, that doesn't mean that the person should do a tabattul. What is tabattul? Tabattul is for one to avoid the worldly things, for one to cease from the worldly things and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. This is a tabattul. And this also involves avoiding sexual intercourse with women. And one of the ways that this can be possible is for one to do something that will make one become something that is, to make somebody become Enoch or so. So this is al-iqtisar. Al-iqtisar is to have one's testes maybe removed or one testes affected somehow. Why? At about two, a veil that it will cover that of testes and also turn it away from it. And that's why they refer to Maryam, the mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as al-batul. Al-batul, that is the one who has come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has dedicated himself or herself for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is al-batul. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَسْتِيلًا, and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. So when they use the word atabattul, that is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this context, it means avoiding marriage completely. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, the story of whom we have heard, that was a companion that fell sick at the time that he was left in Mecca, and he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh, the Messenger of Allah, my companions who are going back to Medina, shall I be left in Mecca? That is, he was the thoughts concerning this, maybe he will lose his reward of hijrah by remaining in Mecca. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تُخَلَّفَ فَيَنْتَسِعُ بِكَ أَقْوَامٌ ويضر بك آخرون. Perhaps you may live long and some people will benefit from you and some people will be affected by you. And this companion, as we said, later lived long after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He was talking about a companion called Uthman ibn Mad'un. Uthman ibn Mad'un was said to be the first person to be buried in Medina. He died in Medina when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina. He didn't live long and was one of those who embraced Islam at the early stage of Islam. So this companion was poor. He now asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should allow him to do tabattu, that is, for anyone to marry, to go away from worldly things, to put on things that are the roughest garments, so to say, to also eat the work of food, so that one would devote oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow that. The Prophet rejected that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya for us. So we enjoy ourselves in this dunya as long as what? There is no sin in the enjoyment that we are having in this dunya. But when there is sin in it, then that is what makes it haram. But when there is no sin in it, one enjoys oneself, one puts on the best of clothes, one rides the best of the mounts, and so on and so forth. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu an yara athara ni'matihi ala 'abdi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the sign, the service of his ni'mah on his servant. So for somebody to not say, "I want to embark on tabattul," the tabattul here is not turning to Allah in the aspect of ibadah, but tabattul meaning abandoning the worldly things completely. This is the one that is what that the Prophet of Allah from did not function. That is, I'll look at the food instead of eating the best of food. If I can afford it, I'll go for the worst of food. The one that will not be nutritional. The one that doesn't have good things in it. So I'll go for that because I want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, this is not acceptable. Because this is going to affect our body. And anything that is going to affect our body is most likely going to affect our ibadah. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kul man harrama zinat Allah ilati akhraja li'ibadihi wa tayyibati min ar-rizq." Say, who are forbidding on the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the zinat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for his servants, wa tayyibati min ar-rizq, and the rizq is the provision that are tayyibat, that are good. So, but one to say, okay, is going to put on the garments that are ragtag. He's going to put on that because he wants to draw near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that. And that's why some people, they said they are going to put on the soap, that is, the wool, so that this can last on them. They are not going to put on the best garments. They are not going to put on good garments. They will put on rough garments in order to show what? Ibadah. In order to show khushur or khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we should abandon things of the dunya to say what? We are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not part of the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu anhu said, he suggested to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, why can't you buy this garment? So of course you will be wearing it on a Friday, and when you are also meeting the Ufud, the delegates or the delegations from different places, The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in many hadith encourage us to put on good garments. So that decide to put on dirty garments with the intention that I'm going here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not Islam. However, that doesn't mean that once in a while one may decide to dress rough once in a while, so that one will also have what? A taste of what the poor people want to watch, feel. And that is why the Prophet Allah says, in the Babagata, min al-Iman. Al-Babagata, that is for one to not to appear flamboyantly at times, is one part of Iman. This will make one have a taste of what the poor people also feel. But for us to say, when you have to behave like the poor people always, that this is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no. The practices of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also go against this. And that of the companions also go against this. Now, going to what is related to the topic, and that is what? Marriage. For us to also do tabakkur by saying, I'm not going to get married. That was this. I want to draw me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is found at by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As was said, somebody who avoids marriage because he's not interested in marriage, he knows that if he gets married, then he's going to make the lady go through some problems, that he doesn't have time for marriage. Such a person will not be what? Will not be faulted, and will not be guilty. But the one who is doing this with the intention of ibadah, that I'm abandoning marriage because of what? Ibadah. No, this is not something that is supported by Islam. If you have the wherewithal, the financial wherewithal to get married, get married. As the Prophet Allah Asalam said, Ya Ma'ashara Shabab, Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. O group of the youth, whoever has the ability to take care of his own, so for his own, falyatazawwaj, you should get married. What are you waiting for? فَإِنَّهُ أَحْصَرُ الْفَرْجِ وَأَغَرْضُ الْبَصَرُ. This will make you make your fight calm, and will also make you guard your forge. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي, whoever is unable to do this, فَعَلَيْهِ الصَّوْمُ, he should be fasting. فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ مِجَاءُ. This will reduce the sexual urge. So the Prophet of Allah Salaam encouraged us to get married. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also encouraged those who are from among the parents and from among the masters. He said, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. He said, as marry for those who do not have wives among your servants, among your slaves, male and female, and yakunu fuqara. If they are poor, you give Allah and for me, Allah will enrich them. If Allah says this, and the Prophet Allah Ta'ala is also encouraging us to get married, how can somebody now say is abandoning marriage with the intention of drawing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected this from Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Allah said, if you allow this will lead to extinction of the Muslims. If somebody feels okay, he can do ikhtisar. He can block a sexual urge by terminating a sexual urge. that means that person will not have what? Tithe. So if everybody should do that, this will lead to what? The extinction of the Muslims. And the Prophet Allah said, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودَ 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 فَإِنِّي مُكَافِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, marry women or marry a lady that you were Jew, the one that will love you, the one that you also love, and Walut, the one that can procreate, that can beget. فَإِنِّي مُكَافِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمِ. I'll be proud of you on the day of Qiyamah. This is what the Prophet wants, and this is what he loves. There's somebody is now saying, okay, I'm going to abandon marriage because I want to draw near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, this is not the sunnah of Allah, nor is it the sunnah of the messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have sent messengers before you. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَبُرِّيَّةً. And we also give them wives and children. So how can somebody say he wants to join Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abandoning marriage? This is not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade a tabattul. This tabattul that we are talking about is for one to neglect all worldly things, including marriage, with the intention of drawing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is rejected by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if what is meant by tabattul is for one to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have in the verse, then this is something that is what? That is encouraged. This is good. But if we mean by tabattul abandoning the worldly things, this is against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, when the companion Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi radiallahu anhu, when he wanted to engage in some ibadah, like nafila at night, like fasting, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged him from some things, and he recommended some things to him. Like when Salman al-Farisi, when he wanted Abu Darda, when he wanted to do this, the Prophet also discouraged him and he said, Inna li rabbika alayka haqqan wa inna li jasadika alayka haqqan wa inna li ahlika alayka haqqan wa inna li zawjika alayka haqqan fa ati kulla li haqqin haqqan. Your love has its own rights. Your body has its own rights on you. Your wife has her own rights. Your children have their own rights. Your guests have their own rights. Give everybody their rights. Don't take the rights of other people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor the rights of Allah to other people. So somebody says they want to observe Nafila all the night. That is, there is no time that he will sleep at night. With the intention of bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, yes, he's doing ibadah, but this ibadah is not ibadah that is encouraged. Because this type of ibadah is against the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if one is going to do such a thing, it should be once in a while. But we have to take it as a constant practice, that one will be doing it with the intention of doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will lead to the weakness of the body. And when the body is weak, then that means the end of the body. So the ibadah that one wants to do, that one could have done for many years, possibly as a result of this tashaddud in ibadah, one may end up doing it for few years, or for just little period. And now where the Prophet Allah says that أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قلنا. The most beloved act of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is أدومها, the ones that are constant. The ones that are constant. وَإِنْ قَلَّ هُمُ الْإِذْدِعَةِ. They are small. So, Islam is against tashaddud in whatever form. Islam is against tashaddud. The Prophet Allah said, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ وَلَنْ يُشَادَ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. This religion is easy. and nobody will take it with rigidness or will take it with difficulty that is imposing some things on himself that Allah has not imposed for me. Illa ghalaba, except that the person gets power of his privilege. The deen will prove that no, this is not part and parcel of what I've brought. So Sayyidina Abu Waqqas radiallahu anhu said, رد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على عثمان بن مذعور التبتل ولو أذن له لاقتصينا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم rejected to عثمان بن مذعور the idea that he wanted to do tabattul. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas said, had the Prophet Allah allowed him, he would have also done a kind of ikhtisar, that he's trying to get rid of our testings in order to do tabattul. But the Prophet Muhammad rejected that from him, we did not do it, and the letter became better off. Notice that the Prophet of Allah and his letter became rich to the extent that he was telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I'm so rich that I do not have anybody to inherit me except so and so. So if you have done the work too because he was poor then, maybe that would have been the end of his life and he wouldn't have gotten what he later got. And that is why we should not lose hope in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone will be poor today, that doesn't mean that he will continue to be poor till the end of his life. Someone will be rich today, that doesn't mean he will continue to be rich till the end of his life. There are a lot of people that were rich. They had fathers, they had parents who are rich, who are well-to-do. But then they started became poor because of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are those who started from nothing. Their parents were not rich, their parents were not well to do, their parents were not known in the society, but they were to become what they became. That is the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim should always have it at the back of his mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا لَعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So if you are facing some difficulty today, don't lose hope. Things are going to get better for you. The most important thing is for you to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed you, and leave whatever be your situation today, and continue to struggle, inshaAllah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. This will come to pass, and what appears will become better off. And from the hadith of Abi Abu Sufyan رضي الله عنه ما أنها قالت يا رسول الله إن تحبت لك أبي سفيان فقال أو تحبين ذلك فقلت نعم لقت لك بمحلية وأحب من شاركني بخير أختي فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن ذلك لا يحل لي. فأم أبيدة عليه صلى الله رضي الله عنها the daughter of أبو سفيان. أبو سفيان his name is صخر بن حرب. أم حبيبة, one of the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, she was married to a man called Ubaydullah. But when they went to Habasha, that is Ethiopia today, the husband became a Christian. The husband who was a Muslim, who embraced Islam, later became a Christian as a result of what worldly things. So this woman was later married to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She now said one day to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, intish ukhti ibnata Abi Sufyan, I want you to marry my sister, the daughter of Abu Sufyan. She was the daughter of Abu Sufyan, and she was also suggesting to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry another daughter of Abu Sufyan. فَقَالْ أَوَتُشِدْ بِينَ ذَلِكَ. The first one said to her, you love that I marry your sister from the same father, both of you daughters of Abu Sufyan. فَقُلْتُ. Umm Habiba said, I said, Naam, yes, I want you to marry my sister from Abu Sufyan as well. لَبْتُ لَكَ بِمُقْلِيَةٍ. I'm not the only wife with you. You have so many wives. So, وَأَحَبُّ مَنْ شَارَكَنِي فِي خَيْرٍ أُخْتِي. And the most beloved person to me that will join in this good that I'm also benefiting from it, the most beloved person to me will be my sister. And I'm not the only person that you marry. You marry so many wives. So I also want my sister to also enjoy from this benefit. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن ذلك لا يحل لي. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم told her that this is not permissible for me. I know to us it will be strange, but this woman did not find it strange when she suggested that, because she never knew any text that said what it is haram to do that. And she knew that they are all benefiting tremendously from the Prophet of Allah. It's a big day and it's a big thing that she was one of the wives of the Prophet of Allah. And the Prophet of Allah said, La yuminu ahdukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi min al-khayr. None of you is a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself of good. So she knew that this is a good thing. So let my sister also join me in this good thing. And that was why she suggested that. Now, in their own culture, there was nothing that said what it was wrong. I mean, in the culture that what they were used to before. There was one that said what it was wrong. And that's why the issue of culture is what people come together to want to accept. So us in the Yoruba land, if somebody should suggest something like this, I mean, there are ways that we look at that person. I think the person has gone what? Mad. Or the person has become what? Fulfilled. This is the way we look at it. But this lady suggested it because she never knew any text that says what? It was haram. Until the Prophet of Allah fell and spoke. That, do you love that? She said yes. أَحَبُّ مَنْ شَارَكَنِي فِي الْخَيْرِ أُخْتِي. The best person that can join me in this good is my sister. And the Prophet of Allah said, لَا يَحِلُّ لِي. It is not permissible for me to do that. So this is what? Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem. And that's why when we talk about cultures, there are different cultures. In your own culture, there are some things that what you love and you like. But in the culture of some other people, they see it as an abomination in their own culture. In the Yoruba land, for instance, they will say a man should prostrate for the elderly one. In some culture, they will count that as what, as if you are trying to take the provision or the providence of that person. Take, for instance, somebody who lives in the US and you see a son now prostrating for the father. The way they look at that person as if the person has become what? Has become mentally distorted. But in our own culture, if somebody should what? Stretches out his hand to us some of you stretch out his hand to us that you want to shake off. You see that as what? A deep disrespect. Not our own culture. Which one is correct? Which one is wrong? You say your own culture is not the right one, they will say their own culture is also the right one. But I'm a Muslim, they are also Muslims. So Islam will be what? Will be the judge between the two. Whatever Islam says is correct of the two cultures, that is the correct one. And that's why there are a lot of cultures that the Arabs will practice before the advent of Islam. When Islam came, Islam approved some, and Islam disapproved of some of these cultures. So this woman suggested this, and the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna dhalika la yuhillu li." We say that the way the Prophet ﷺ addressed the issue, it was not harsh on the woman. In fact, it presented it in such a way that the woman would feel that maybe he was going to sanction it. I was asked, "Being a Zalik, do you love that?" And he said, "No. أحب من شاركني في الخير أختي." Said, "No. لا يحل لي. This is not permissible for me." قالت, she said, "فإن نحبك أنك تريد أن تنكح بنت أبي سلمة." The reason why I suggested what I suggested is that we were told that you are about to marry the daughter of Abu Salama. Now who is Abu Salama? Abu Salama is the husband of Umm Salama. Umm Salama lost her husband Abu Salama, and the Prophet Allah said she should be supplicating that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide a better husband. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eventually married her. So this man had a daughter who was under the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the rumor had gone around that the Prophet was about to marry the daughter of Abu Salam. So Umm Habiba radiallahu anha said, "Okay, if this one will marry what, the daughter of Abu Salama, that means the wife, the mother of that girl, was under the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so the daughter will also watch, be under him. Let my own sister also watch, join us in this good." That was what pushed her to say what she said. That Inna Nuhaddath, we are told Annaka Turidu and Tenkiha Binta Abi Salama. قال بنت أم سلمة. The Prophet was surprised. "Do you mean the daughter of Umm Salama?" She mentioned what? Bint Abi Salama. But to make it what? More specific. "Are you referring to this Umm Salama?" "Good to know." Umm Habiba said, "Yes." I said, "Yes." فقال, the Prophet says, "Inna ala lam takum rabibati fi hijri ma hallat li." Even if she has not been my rabiba, that is, if I have not trained her fi hijri in my house, ma hallat li, it is not still permissible for me to marry her. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa rabahibukum lati fi hujurikum." Likewise, it is also forbidden when Allah is talking about those that you cannot marry among women. In Surah An-Nisa, He said, وَرَبَائِبُكُمْ لَاتِ. Likewise, the trained girls, the girls that you trained in your houses from the wives. That is, your wives, they had previously married somewhere and they had what, a daughter, and the daughter came with them into your house. So that daughter will be called Rabiba. She will be referred to as your Rabiba. So Allah said, "It's also forbidden unto you to marry your Rabiba." And this is what most scholars are upon. Whether the lady is with you, that is the girl is with you, or she's living somewhere else, as long as what you have married the mother, you can marry the daughter. So you can't marry the daughter since you have married the mother. So the Prophet Muhammad said, no, honestly, it is not permissible for me to do that. That is apart from this reason, there's another reason. And that reason is, إِنَّا أَلَبْنَةُ أَخِي مِنَ الرَّضَاعَ. She is the daughter of my brother from suckling. That is, both of them, they suckled, they were suckled by the same person, Suwayda, the slave girl of Abu Lahab. Suwayda suckled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Salama. So that means that girl is the daughter of the brother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yahrumu min al-rada'a ma yahrumu min al-nasab." What is haram in rada'a is also what is haram in nasab. That is what is haram in nasab. Those that you cannot marry because of what? The family tie. So if somebody also is breastfed by another person, that person is seen as a child of that person. So you cannot marry any of the daughters of that woman that was breastfed. Him. Likewise, the husband of that woman has taken the position of his father. Only that what there is no tawarus, they will not inherit one another. But they cannot marry one another. The daughters of that woman, they are haram on him. They are like is maharim. So he cannot marry them forever. So this is the ruling of this issue. So the Prophet of Allah said, she is the daughter of my brother from Rada'a. After asking me about Salama and Suwayda, Suwayda breastfed me and Abu Salama. فَلَا تَعْرُضَنَّ عَلَيَّ بَنَاتِكُمْ وَالْأَخْوَاتِكُمْ. So don't suggest to me your daughters and your sisters for marriage. The author brings this hadith here because it has a relationship with marriage. And it also establishes some ruling. And part of the ruling is that it is haram for us to marry our sisters and our brothers of Rada'a, just as we cannot marry our sisters and brothers from. Likewise, we can marry somebody who is in the position of our children of Rada'a. Likewise, somebody is in the position of our father or our mother in Rada'a. You can marry them. Because يحرم من الرضاعه ما يحرم من النسب, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. Likewise, the benefits from this, the way the Prophet addressed or will address issues. He was not rigid on them or harsh on them, because he knew that what they were suggesting those things sincerely. So he told them the Islamic ruling. And that's why somebody, maybe a respected person in society, maybe a scholar, I may not have heard the hadith before. That is not something that is not. That is strange. That somebody has not had a hadith before, or somebody doesn't know of the ruling before. This is one of the wives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She never knew the ruling of a man marrying two sisters together. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, وَأَنْ تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ. It is also haram for you to bring two sisters together at the same time. If one dies, you can marry the other. But in our culture, the world seldom accepts such a thing. But this is not permissible in the deen, and any person who makes it haram, such a person is a kafir. The Prophet Allah Salaam practiced this. He married his two daughters, Ruqayya and Umm Kulsum to Uthman, رضي الله عنه ورضي الله عنهما. When one died, he gave him the other one. There is nothing wrong in this in Islam. But Islam has not said what it is mustahab to do that. Or it is what? Wajib. It is only what? It is mubah, permissible. Not haram, nor is it what? Makruh. It takes the position of what? Mubah. And what is mubah? Nobody has the right to watch. To prohibit it. So, وأنت اجمع بين الأختين. This Umm Habiba radiallahu anha said in this that his opposition was against this verse, but she never knew of this. So, if a scholar or a student of knowledge doesn't know the ruin of a thing, that is not something that brings it down his status. Because there is nobody that is island of knowledge. Alimta shay'an wa ghabat anka ashya. You know something and I know that you do not know. So the Prophet educated her with leniency. He was never harsh on her as far as this matter is concerned. Let's say that this is mentioned in the Quran. Likewise, it is also established that you cannot marry from Rabaa as well. This is also established based on the hadith. So that of Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the Prophet could not marry a daughter for two reasons. One, that daughter was the Rabiba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is haram for one to marry a woman and also marry the daughter. So it is haram, you can't do that. Even if one marries the daughter and one has not slept with the daughter, one now divorces the daughter, one cannot marry the mother. One cannot marry the mother. So all these are explained. So we understand from this hadith that this is not permissible. We also understand from the hadith that it is the nature of people to go about with rumor. How could people be rumoring that what the person was about to marry Zainab, the daughter of Abu Salam? So that is what the nature of mankind. When somebody hears something, when he's passing that information, he will also add to it. The person that has given that information, if that person is also delivering to another person, we also add to it. And that's how it becomes what? A big thing. So, these are some of the lessons that we benefit from this hadith. Qala Urwa said, Urwa bin Zubayr bin al-Awwam, he said, وَسُوَيْبَ تُمَوْلَاتٌ لِأَبِي لَهَبٍ. He said Suwayba is a slave of Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab that was caused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabbat yada Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab is one of the uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is one of the children of Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib gave birth to Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, and others. So it was said that Suwayba was the one that breastfed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one of those who breastfed him, apart from Halima Sa'diya and some. So Suwayba also took care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was where he and Abu Salama met. Kana Abu Lahab in Atafaha, Abu Lahab set her free when? That was when the Prophet was born. He decided to set her free. But after the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so she persuaded Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَمَّا مَاتَ أَبُو لَهَبٍ When Abu Lahab died, وَهِيَهُ بَعْضُ أَهْلِهِ بِشَوِي شِيْبَ Some of his, one of his relatives saw him in a very serious situation, in a very grave situation. فَقَالَ لَهُ That person said to him, مَاذَا لَقِيْتَ What did you meet with your Lord? قَالَ أَبُو لَهَبٍ Abu Lahab said, Lam arqa ba'dakum khayran. I've not seen any good after I left you. Wala anni suqitu fi hadhihi bi'atafa kiswayba. He said, take that watch. I was given faqir, that I was given something of water by setting free Suwayba. Now this is what Urwa bin Zubayr al-Awwam said. This report is contained in Sahih Bukhari. That is, Imam Bukhari himself said, Urwa said. But scholars, they differ concerning this. Is this authentic? Now, where did Urwa hear this? Urwa isn't one of the companions of the Prophet of Allah. So, this report was, will be monster. Not something that is what that is authentic. And that was Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in Sahih Sirah, he said that this is not authentic. One, it contradicts what was known of Abu Lahab. That Abu Lahab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tabba. So how could this have benefited him? That is by setting free Suwayba. And what we know is that a kafir will not benefit anything good from the day of Qiyamah. A kafir, someone who is a kafir, whatever good he does in this dunya, he will not get reward for it from the day of Qiyamah. As Allah said, وَقَضِينَ إِلَى مَعَامِلُ مِنْ عَمَلٍ So they are good deeds, everything has been blown away. So they are not going to get anything. Because the foundation is not there. The foundation which is what? Iman. So if the foundation is not there, then the good deeds will not have any stance. And that's why, if a cat has done a good deed, he will be rewarded with that good, for that good deed in this dunya. As the Prophet of Allah said, he said, أَمَّا الْكَافِرُ أَسْوَى الْكَافِرُ فَيُوْتُ بِأَسَنَاتِ مَعَامِلَ لِلَّهِ Whatever good he has done for Allah, that he will be given in this dunya, will be given what he will eat and the like in this dunya. And that's why anybody who does anything for the sake of Allah will get what reward for it. Every person is a believer. You get reward for it in this world and in the hereafter. The person that is believer, he gets reward for that action in this dunya. But in all Qiyamah, no. But if you do it for Allah, for the sake of Allah, you get reward for it. When somebody doesn't do good for the sake of Allah, he does it for people to praise him, for people to say about people will say and thou God. That will be the end in this dunya. But the door of Qiyamah, the corridor is that what? Any person who does any good deed for the sake of Allah will never be rewarded for that on the day of Qiyamah. So this statement of Urwa would have been what an exception. For Urwa to be a companion of the Prophet of Allah, because this statement of he is the word to be Muslim. So, and that's why some scholars they have what problem with it. Secondly, this is what something that has to do with ruya, with what we dream. And dream does not have what does not have a place of ruling in Islam. We don't use dream to establish ruling in Islam. So except if that is sanctioned by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And since the Quran is no more alive, somebody shouldn't come to us and tell us that what I saw so and so in